Boys Pilot.
Ah! Oh, God.
There you go. The shirt is off.
Wow, that's a big chest.
So here's a pair of Flora scissors.
Yeah. Oh, you want to just... All right, well, so what do you want me to do?
Yeah, I just got a little bit of an irregular heartbeat.
No, I can hear that. It's like an elephant.
You hear this?
Let me listen closer. Nah, that's all chilled, man. That's all good. See you later, man. No. See, man, it's all checked out.
No, it's very rhythmic.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Hey, James Cameron.
I got an idea for a theme. Hello and welcome to another edition of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast in the entire world that has the balls to ask the question if we can add Arnie to any movie. And today, Corey, it's certainly a doozy. Hello, Corey Sutton.
Hello, Alan Oldworth. We indeed do have the chutzpah to get the real questions answered. That's just one for all of our Jewish listeners out there.
It's about time we started giving them some love. So this movie we're doing today is a doozy. Because of it being Valentine's Day, we thought we would do the movie Valentine's Day. I had never seen this before.
Nor had I.
What a piece of shit.
It was the worst movie. I would put it in a top 10 of the worst films of all time.
It's been so long since I saw a movie that made me sad like this, where I'm just watching it going, oh boy, got a cast to it, but.
I think that's what people got fooled by, right? Mm. Even I got fooled by it because I go, okay, Valentine's Day, standout cast.
Yeah.
Have you got a list of the full cast there?
Let me bang through it. Julia Roberts, Jamie Foxx, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Alba, Kathy Bates was randomly in it, remember?
Oh, yeah, she was.
Jessica Biel, Bradley Cooper, Eric Dane, Patrick Dempsey, Hector Alfonso, Jennifer Garner. We had Ashton Kutcher, Queen Latifah, Taylor Lautner, Taylor Swift, George Lopez.
I wonder if a lot of the budget of the film was spent on like actor salaries. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, all right, so where's the script? And they were like, well, we got like 10 grand left. we're going to need a script.
Well, do we, but? So, and then they didn't. So if you're unaware of this movie, give us a quick synopsis, please, Corey, and be gentle.
Okay. Well, I'll try.
Yep.
This crap movie.
No. Oh, God, he's coming in hot.
Now, it came out in 2010, Valentine's Day. It was directed by Gary Marshall. Now, I'm saying that because he did a couple of sequels or prequels to this. I believe there's one called New Year's Eve.
Oh, no thanks.
Where they kind of follow again like a series of casts.
I would never watch it.
Basically, it's a romantic comedy set in Los Angeles.
Yes.
The film follows interconnected characters as they navigate love on Valentine's Day. So you've got Reed, who is Ashton Kutcher. He proposes to his girlfriend, Jess Alba. While school teacher Julia reevaluates her feelings for her friend, which is Patrick Dempsey. A friend is a weird choice of word there.
Really weird choice of word.
Other storylines include there's a publicist, Jessica Biel, hosting a singles party.
Yep.
And then, does she work for Queen Latifah? No, that's Anne Hathaway who works for Queen Latifah.
There's all random things.
There's a couple facing challenges on an airplane, which is Bradley Cooper, but they're not a couple because Julie Roberts is in the army and desperately wants to see her son at home for one day only, whose grandparents...
spoiler!
Oh, sorry.
Now, Rotten Tomatoes has given it 18%.
Generous.
Very generous. Audience score, 47%.
I think the audience is wrong there.
This is a classic case of the audience being a bunch of idiots.
I remember, so I put it on, and my wife goes, that's the next one you're doing?
Oh, that tone?
Yeah.
So said, no one's listening to this podcast?
Well, maybe. Well. And then she was like, I'm going to go to bed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, unless she was hitting on you.
Oh, that was one of those moments where I was meant to follow her to bed.
Yeah, I think so, man.
Damn it.
Better luck next time. Now, Valentine's Day, there is so much to talk about. Let's kick it off right with the start. We get this most... We both work in radio, and so we kind of are used to all the stereotypes that come with radio. Number one, you got to face radio.
Yeah, we know. We're ugly. We get it.
We're hideous. Thank you very much. The next part we always get is the classic radio voice.
93.7 radio.
But then you hear the radio voice at the start of this movie, and I wanted to puke. The guy is just everything wrong. He's just like, well, hello, Los Angeles. Welcome along to Valentine's Day. You may not get a rose, but you certainly will get a prick.
Like, him coming on actually made me rethink my entire profession.
Yeah, me too.
You know, because it makes a joke of what we do. and we already know we're a joke.
I will not have that. We work in a dying medium. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough?
Let us have one thing.
Yeah, he was awful right from the start. Then we're introduced to the lead of the movie, and you heard me mention all those names. Would have you, in any universe, predicted the lead of the movie is Ashton Kutcher?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Fresh off the lot of Punked.
I literally was like, are we being punked? How the hell is it Ashton Kutcher being the lead in this movie? It makes no sense.
You can't carry a movie from a box office perspective on the back of Ashton Kutcher. Is that controversial?
No.
Is that controversial?
No.
Is he a leading man?
No. Absolutely not, especially when you've got a star-studded cast like this. Do we want to add Arnie to this horrible train wreck? Do we want to ruin this man's career?
It would be a career-defining moment for him, both in a positive or a negative way.
Can he save it?
I think the film would probably be better off by having the Schwarzenegger name at the top.
I agree with that.
And maybe like a different slogan, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Valentine's Day. No one gets out alive.
That's cool. First pitch.
Hit me.
You mentioned before the director, Gary Marshall.
Mm.
He goes, Arnold Schwarzenegger's in. Directing debut.
I like it a lot. Arnie has talked about in his biography, I believe, Total Recall. He mentioned that he would have liked to get into directing and producing movies if he wasn't kind of, you know, running California.
So goddamn good on air. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
So I think it's a really interesting choice for him to debut as a director for Valentine's Day.
I feel like he's a realist. I feel like there'd be situations where he would just come in there and go like, excuse me, Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ashton, I notice you're playing the scene a little bit like a shit man. How about you try...
Arnie, this... that's a little harsh.
No. Why don't you try this time and act? Act!
Okay, well...
You're the leading man. Do you see how many stars are here? Every single one of them wants you dead, and they want to take your spot.
You know, it's funny you say that, Arnie, because I'm a little self-conscious of being a lead in this film as
good!
Well.
Good! I could take your role like a Jew for breakfast.
Well, why don't you?
Because I'm not putting my name on the screen for this piece of shit. You hear me?
I don't like you.
It's called acting, Ashton. Look it up. I'll get your mom Demi Moore. All right? So calm down.
Mom, that's my partner. She's my wife.
I'm horribly sorry. Demi, you're out of the movie. It's made it weird. I can see that.
Do you reckon that he would have the chops to be a director?
I don't think he has the patience, but he definitely has the drive.
You're saying he's got like a bit of an anger issue?
Not so much anger, but I feel like he's too motivating and it wouldn't be really productive and the set would just kind of grind to a halt because he's too busy trying to like hype people up and then it's just like, what are we doing? Lunch?
He is like a hype man kind of guy and he has a ridiculous amount of driven energy.
And he knows everyone's name. Like he'd literally come in and go, good morning everyone, how are we? Larry, you're doing the lights, you're doing a fantastic job.
Thanks, Arnie.
Hey, Susie and catering had the jalapeno poppers yesterday. They were delicious. Good work.
It's got my little secret in it.
I had a feeling. Now, where are the writers for Valentine's Day? Excuse me, are there any writers here for this shit movie?
No, Arnie, it's me, your producer. You remember, we blew the budget on the actors.
Oh.
So we don't have a writer's room.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah. We got Demi Moore to write it.
Oh.
And she's an actress, not a writer.
Got a text from Demi Moore, which just told me to take her name off the script.
Okay.
And after reading it, I get it. Anyway, let's shoot. Give me Bradley Cooper! I can see it. I can see it. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Another role we get introduced to pretty quickly is Jessica Alba is randomly in this movie. And she's the one that like doesn't want to marry Ashton Kutcher because, you know, she's not an idiot.
Is she a villain? Is she meant to be a villain in the film?
But we kind of feel sorry for her a little bit because she's just like, she doesn't know what she's won. She just kind of, at first we're like, you're a jerk. But she's not cheating or anything. She just doesn't know.
Yeah, she had a pretty reasonable explanation saying, you know, I'm not the right person for you. You should be fighting for me.
Yeah.
You know, you should be head over heels. And I should be, you know, not calling work to say, what have I got coming up today, instead of calling him and saying, I can't come in today.
You really watched this movie,
mate,
huh?
What can I say?
Wow.
That 47% of people who liked it, I was one of them.
No, you're not. Don't ever say that again. But there is a point at the start where Ashton Kutcher looks at her and goes, I was told from my dad, if I was ever with a girl that's too good for me, you should marry her. That's not a way to kick that off.
Yeah, what a weird thing to say.
My father had similar advice, but his advice was to knock her up. And bog her down with paperwork.
That's terrible advice.
Oh, it's absolutely terrible. But you know what? I'm sticking with it. Now, do we like Anne Hathaway in this?
I'm going to be a bit controversial and probably say no, I don't.
Brutal. She does a lot of accents.
She does a huge amount of accents because she is a working professional / phone sex worker on the side.
Yeah, so they'll ring her up and for some reason they get to call her and her phone has like a sexy ringtone and she answers it in a different voice every time. And she's like, oh, I'm going to give you a hand job. You like that? And it's like, oh, what a weird choice.
If we're going along the lines of like, inserting Arnie into maybe a minor role or something like that.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
What if he is like a client?
Oh.
of Anne Hathaway's I love that. Phone sex service.
I love that. Give me a call right now, big boy.
Wait, am I Arnie?
Or? You're absolutely Arnie in this situation.
Okay. Bring, bring.
Well, hello there.
Oh, hello.
What can I do for you, officer?
What do you mean, officer?
Oh, just thought I'd play a game. How are we?
Oh, you're role-playing within a role-play.
Yeah, yeah.
How very meta of this podcast.
Yeah, well, breaking walls. I'm worried I'm going to get too turned on, so I'm trying to turn it away from it. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm just looking for some. How do you put it in
normally
English?
Normally, I put it right in my mouth.
No, don't put it there.
Okay.
What I mean is, I'm looking for some physical stimulation. Where are you from? You're in the United States?
It's going to change a bit, but at this current moment, Virginia.
Virginia. I filmed a movie there. You probably recognize my voice.
No, I don't recognize it at all.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I don't use real names here, honey.
No, I do.
Oh, no. We certainly don't use real names at all. No,
why not?
Because it's a privacy thing, and I know you don't want me knowing your business. And
I'm
you
the
certainly
governor
don't want
of California.
Well, I shouldn't have known that either. I live in L.A. I don't want to.
I'm married to a Kennedy.
No, I'm very aware of your relationship, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
I was in several movies, good movies.
Oh, no, you
remember Commando?
You are breaking the rules, all the rules. Is there anything that I can do for you tonight,
Mr. Social Security number.
No need for that. You don't not know how this works. Sorry, I got 1 second. I got a man. I've got someone from that 70s show has just walked out and witnessed me chatting to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is the current governor of California. One moment, please.
Is that Eric Foreman in the background?
Yeah,
could
it
you
is.
Put Eric on?
No,
I know Eric. I love that 70s show.
Okay,
I love to talk to Eric Foreman.
All right, I'm going to go get Eric. Okay. No, I'm so. I don't know. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I can't believe it. I'm going to meet Eric Foreman.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
My favorite sitcom from the late
90s. Well, no, that's my job. I have to.
Early 2000s.
It didn't get too sexual, to be honest. He wouldn't allow it. All right, you can. Here you go.
What's the rush?
Yo. Hello?
Is this Eric Foreman?
Yeah. This is the governor, is that right?
Yeah, it's the governor of California. It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, what are you doing ringing up my girlfriend?
She's a phone sex worker.
Tell me,
what's it like on the set of that 70s show?
I'm sorry. I'm just a bit distracted. You just told me that my girlfriend is a phone sex operator. I don't really want to talk about that 70s show right now, if you don't mind.
I bet it was really good working with that guy with the afro.
Oh, we don't talk about him.
He seems like a really nice guy.
No, we absolutely do not talk about him.
What is he up to these days?
You know what? Here's Ashton's number. 04.
No, I'm not finished talking with
he's
you.
He's got nicer things to
How
say
about
Mila
Kunis? Do you remember when you were in Spider-Man 3?
I do remember that, actually.
Yeah, I want to talk about that for a bit.
Okay, yeah, sure.
What was it like?
It was really good. Yeah, I thought I did a pretty good role.
I tried out for Venom.
And what happened there?
I lost to you. Tell me about your favorite Arnold movie. Your favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I'm sure there's one. You've surely got one.
Yeah.
This
absolutely.
Helps me. If you know what I mean. Could you put Anne Hathaway back on now?
Yeah, I'll get Anne Hathaway. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, is this you, Anne Hathaway?
Yeah. I'm mixing up the voices now. I've decided to go a little bit more kind of plain.
So you're from Virginia still?
Yeah.
This so call, what's your favorite movie of mine?
Okay, so this call probably cost you $70 a minute. So, yeah. Do you want to keep talking?
No. This doesn't achieve what I thought it would achieve.
What were you hoping for it to achieve?
I'm just lonely.
Yeah, that's obvious. All right. Well, I'm going to go break up with my boyfriend because I think he hates me now.
I thought Eric Foreman would be cooler.
Yeah. You think that, don't you?
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, that went exactly how I expected it to.
That's Arnie for you.
That is. One of the scenes that you loved right at the start of this movie, straight into like almost getting hit by a car and just out of nowhere.
Yeah, successfully proposes to his girlfriend, runs out the house, meets up with his mate in his flower van, pulls out, bam, almost hits a car. Some guy like steps up out of his convertible. Yeah. He's like, hey, what are you doing here? I'm pulling out. You got eyes, you big douchebag. What are you doing? It's Valentine's Day. What? Yeah, what?
Wow.
Along those lines.
Yeah. Arnie could do that. That's an easy lock. We don't have to do it. Bang. There you go. Arnie would have saved that scene as well. I was thinking as well, Arnie could have something to do with ordering flowers because we do see the kid enter at one point, which, by the way, I hate that storyline where the kid's involved.
Yeah.
And he's like wanting to hit on the teacher.
And is then that like, who he was?
Yeah, he wanted the flowers for the teacher. And then, like, Jennifer Garner's character. And then she's like, why don't you go with someone your own age? He's like, I kind of like older women, miss. She's like, yeah, nah.
That kid clearly doesn't know about laws.
No, but he probably did watch Alias.
Oh, yeah, true.
He's only human. He's only human. My God.
I actually tuned out that whole storyline with the kid, to be honest.
Yeah, I tried to, but alas, it did stay with me. But I would love Arnold Schwarzenegger to enter the flower shop on Valentine's Day. However, in this situation, Patrick Dempsey's ahead of him ordering the flowers for the two women. He's trying to give one to the teacher, one to his wife. And he comes in and he says, I was just wondering if you could do me a favor. You could order a couple of flowers. I got one.
Hey, buddy, come on.
What, 1 minute?
Did he just 1 minute?
Okay, so I got two flowers. Okay, so, yep. Hey, first address.
Doctor.
Hey, what can I do for you, pal? I'm kind of busy.
You pushed in and you're taking a lot of time.
I'm double parked.
What do you mean you're double parked?
I'm a doctor.
I'm an actor. We've all got stuff to do.
All right, 1 second. Oh my God, what the hell is this deal?
How many of these women have you got on the hold?
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I want to know, are you cheating? Are you a cheater?
Oh yeah, I'm banging them both.
Both?
Yeah.
How many?
How many times am I banging them?
Mm.
I don't count, I'm a doctor.
What do you mean you don't count, you're a doctor?
I don't count.
What kind of surgery you do?
Heart surgery. Ironically, on Valentine's Day.
That's very ironic.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm.
It kind of will not really get featured much in the movie. But
I've got a bad heart myself.
Yeah, no, I heard.
In the early 90s, I had to have surgery.
Yeah.
How about you do a checkup on my heart right now?
Okay.
In this store.
Ah! Oh, God.
There you go. The shirt is off.
Wow, that's a big chest.
You see the scar?
I do see the scar.
That's where they went through last time.
Absolutely. It's weird that it's in that shape, but yep, okay.
Yeah, so here's a pair of Flora scissors.
Yeah. Oh, you want to just... All right, well, so what do you want me to do?
Yeah, I just got a little bit of an irregular heartbeat.
No, I can hear that. It's like an elephant.
You hear this? Let
me listen closer. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Nah, that's all chill, man. That's all good. See you later, man.
No.
See, man, it's all checked out.
No, it's very rhythmic.
No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
Are you sure?
Like, yeah, it's all fine. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Ah, it's all fine. It's all good, man. All right, have a good day.
Oh, okay. Well, goodbye. Hey, ya. James Cameron.
I got an idea for a theme. Well, now we know how that came to be. One of the roles that I actually don't hate in this movie, despite hating so many of these roles, is Mr. Steamy. I don't know what his real name is, and I refuse to learn it. Eric Dane, I think it is.
Yeah, the football player.
The gay football player. And he comes out. And
which I didn't know he was gay until the end, which is like the reveal, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I'm so sorry.
Look, to be honest, if you're listening to this podcast, you're not worried about spoilers.
Yeah, or...
Maybe you are.
On behalf of the Can We Add Arnie podcast,
are we doing an official apology?
I think we should. We're also going to war, it sounds like. Mr. Steamybutt, I can see Arnie playing that role, coming out as a gay footballer. I mean, you know, there's a lot of moments in Pumping Iron where you kind of question him anyway.
So now, this is a faux pas on my behalf. I've never watched Pumping Iron.
Oh, I watch it all the time while masturbating. Okay. And it is great.
Okay. My dad listens to this podcast.
Well, if he's not doing anything later, you can watch it with me. Up, down, more energy. Yes, when they pump the weight, it's like I'm coming.
So you think that Arnie should be the footballer?
Yep.
And he's going to be revealing he's coming out. And Bradley Cooper is
his partner.
That's
spoiler! No, absolutely. And so I love the idea of the press conference. It's like, hello, everybody. Thanks for coming to me on this rooftop. Everyone wants to know what I'm doing in the next season. You, Jamie Foxx, you have a question for me?
Yeah, I got a question for you, Arnie.
What's your question?
What next?
Great question, Jamie Foxx. I enjoyed your work with Kanye West. My statement today is that me... The most famous footballer in the United States of America is actually gay. Very happy to be here today. I'm elated. I'm gay to be here. Also, I'm homosexual. Next question. You in the back with the beautiful bum.
Yeah, Mike from Motorsport Enthusiasts.
Okay, I haven't read this one, but I look forward to picking up a copy.
Will you be changing your car?
No, I'll still be driving the unicycle. I drive to work every day. It's great for the quads. Next! You there with the beautiful beard.
Hello, this is me, Terry.
Okay.
I'm from Home Interior Design Magazine.
Oh, I have read it once or twice. Yes.
We'd like to do an exclusive of your house and what it looks like inside.
So I'm going to pause for a second. because I felt like the Valentine's Day movie did a really good job at not like making him seem like a classic gay cartoon of a gay guy.
Yeah, we can cut that.
No. Let's resume. Yeah, you can come over, but you're not doing my closet because I just came out of it. I'm not looking back. I'm a gay footballer.
I just wanted to say cool and that I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Despite the stereotypes.
No, oh, you're not?
Yeah.
Oh, that's on me then. My apologies. I'm very gay. Does any other questions before we wrap this up? Anyone? Nope. All right. Well, I'm going to go and kiss my boyfriend on the mouth. Lightly.
He is so brave.
Thank you.
It works.
It works. You know what? I don't hate it. I did like Mr. Steamy in that role, but if there's a way they could throttle that situation, I'm in.
I don't want to be rude to Eric Dane.
Mm-hmm.
What else have I seen him in?
Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
He's Mr. Steamy.
Oh, is he actually?
Yeah. He's looks the so, hot guy in it.
So I've never watched Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, no, me either. But Julia said this as you walked past. She went, oh, Mr. Steamy. And I went, yep, that's a thing. Wrote it down.
That makes so much sense when about 10 minutes ago you called him Mr. Steamy.
Oh, yeah. No, but I've been calling everyone Mr. Steamy today, to be
fair. Oh, okay, yeah. One thing I would like to talk about is the flight scene.
Please.
We've got Bradley Cooper. Now, is it Julia Roberts on the flight?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because I get her and the other girl mixed up.
Which other girl?
Oh, what's her name? Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner?
Their faces.
Alias versus Pretty Woman.
I don't know if I've got like face blindness going on or something throughout this film, but her, like those two are Garner and not Beal. Oh, there's so many J names.
There are a
there's
lot of
Jennifer,
J names.
Jennifer, Jessica, and Julia.
Yeah.
Julia and Jennifer, I get mixed up. And then not to mention, I kind of got mixed up with Bradley Cooper and Patrick Dempsey very briefly.
How?
Again, maybe it's face blindness. I might be being, this is a in real time diagnosis right
just
now.
To stop the podcast, it's Alan here. We've been talking for about half an hour about a terrible movie.
Alan?
Yeah.
Oh,
we've
my
met.
Goodness, time has ravaged your good looks.
Yeah, that's true. And very mean. So the flight scene.
So you got a flight scene of these two kind of hanging out in a flight. They're sharing a blanket and they're kind of letting you kind of believe
they're going to bang.
They're going to have some sort of chemistry. Yeah. Sparks will fly. They might join the Mile High Club. Who knows?
Because she's like pointing out there's a like an air hostess like going like, yeah, into you, mate. And he's just like, no thanks.
Can
like,
we
yep.
shoehorn Arnie into some role on the plane? I'm not necessarily saying we shoehorn him into Bradley Cooper's role.
No need.
What if he's an air hostess?
I'll do you one better.
Yep.
He's sitting in the seat in front of them. And they're in the middle of this beautiful exchange. She's like, oh, I just really want to see my son. Hey, take my car. It's fine. You can see my son. And then all of a sudden, the seat comes launching back.
Oh, my knees.
Well, you two back there, shut the hell up. Are you going to bang or you're not going to bang?
Don't worry. I'll deal with this. It's me. I'm Bradley Cooper. Excuse me, sir. Let me just...
Don't touch me. Who are you? What can you do for me? I'll take a large water and a soda.
No, I'm not a hostess.
Okay. You kind of look pretty enough to be one, but...
I appreciate that. I'm actually Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know why you're being so aggressive in front of us. This is a flight. We're sharing it with everybody around us. You got to be considerate.
No, I don't. You guys have been talking nonstop. And I don't know if you know this, but Julia Roberts does not have a subtle laugh.
What do you mean?
It's kind of like a machine gun going off in a cave.
Well, you're going to let him insult my honor like that?
No. It's too much. I don't like it.
Julia Roberts, I'll deal with this.
Who the hell was that?
Sorry, that was Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey is here as well. Holy crap. Everyone's
right,
in economy
all
today.
All right.
Matthew McConaughey, how did you get here?
Arnie, I just want to have a little chat with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I love your work in the one movie I remember that I forgot.
Dallas Buyers Club.
No, Fool's Gold.
Anyway, I'm not meant to be a part of this conversation at all.
Okay.
So I'm just going to head on.
Well, you go
back.
Sit back over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're Julia Roberts. You shut up.
That's me, Bradley, again.
Oh, hey. Good of you to come back. Did you see Matthew McConaughey by any chance?
I did. That was really cool.
He's a very cool guy.
Couldn't believe I was meeting Matthew McConaughey.
He's so cool. I have no idea where he came from, and I reckon you don't even either.
I'm pretty surprised.
You're probably more shocked than me.
I'm very surprised that he's in economy.
Yeah, no, what are we all doing here?
I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to talk to you. You're besmirching my lady's good name. You know she serves, right? She's in the army.
Oh, I didn't say that because she was wearing camo, and as you know in the movie
Squeaky,
Predator,
squeaky, squeaky. Well, hello there. It's me, the hostess.
Oh, she's a lot. Oh, Jesus, Bradley Cooper, I think she's for you. I'm just asking for a salted water.
Hello there. Hello there, big boy.
Okay, don't call me that. I'm putting my seat up. Relax, Jesus.
No. You can keep the seat there.
Oh,
I've
my God.
Got this tray here of goodies. I just wanted to know if I could hook you up with some snacks on this flight. I know it's long. I think that you might be susceptible to deep vein thrombosis.
No, I get very deep veins.
So I've got these big socks here. I'm going to give them to you. You want to put them on.
Okay, I'm going
to
put them on.
There you go. Now, that's going to prevent deep vein thrombosis. What was that? Was that ducks? Are you smuggling ducks, sir?
Yeah, I am smuggling ducks.
Where are the ducks? That's it. I'm going to have to get the air marshal.
No.
Let me get him. He's over here.
No.
All right. What's going on here? Yeah, it's me, Matthew McConaughey. I'm back because I'm the air marshal undercover. This is a federal offense of what you've been doing here, Arnie. We're going to have to arrest you when you get back on the mainland.
It's what I deserve, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Star of Fool's Gold and other movies.
I've done other films.
I don't think you have. I like it when you say all right again, again.
Let me tell you something. I'm renovating my house at the moment back in Texas.
I would like to listen to you describe the renovations for many hours.
Many hours I've got. But my wife said to me, we need to have a theme for this place.
Yeah, what was the theme you went with?
I said,
rustic and cowboy, I can only imagine.
I said, we're going to do things like this. It's going to be all white, all white, all white.
That's fantastic.
What do you think?
I think that's a joke you've been preparing for a long time.
It came to me back when I was over in 49D.
Well, it's a good joke, but don't tell Julia Roberts. I can't stress enough. She has the worst laugh I've ever heard in a person.
I'm going to let you off with a warning.
Okay, that's good.
Because you can't smuggle ducks.
No. I'm aware of that now.
Well, isn't he just the most loveliest guy in the world? I'm going to leave you guys to it. Can you just try and get along?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to come back here.
I'm just going to put on the other sock. Yep, played out perfectly.
I think it was better than the real thing.
I actually do. I actually really do.
Valentine's Day is better with Arnie.
Yeah, but it is a crap movie.
Oh, just the worst. It gave McConaughey AIDS.
I was wondering what did it. All right. Well, if you enjoyed the podcast, and we hope that you did, make sure you follow us, give us a rating, and throw us a comment, a suggestion of the movies you'd like to see us do next.
Yes, we would absolutely love that. We're on all the kind of social media pages as well. We have to do a public apology for our social media page too, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were the victims of some, what would you call it?
I don't know. It's like bots that are trying to send porn to us.
Yeah, it's not great. We apologize. We've deleted those.
I'm not apologizing.
Okay.
It's the only way people are going to learn. This is the real reason why we set up the podcast. It's me posting them. There, I admit it.
Okay.
I'm just feeling hot, Daddy. Is that what it said?
It did say something like that. It was very graphic as well.
It was very graphic.
I opened my phone and I did one of those. Oh, my.
Lordy, lordy, lord.
Someone get me some water.
Get me some water.
Thank you, Melissa Etheridge.
Well, no problem at all, Melissa Etheridge. Oh, thanks for listening.